Lever. The next hour I'm going to be playing dark wave, post-punk, EBM, some dark electro, and I have a guest with me today. More on that shortly. First up there, you heard Duct Tape with a track called Red Scar, and that was followed by Prendas Fuego, a little Argentinian band that I found the other day. I think they just released that one track, Nocturna. And now, all wrapped with Nazar.
Just tomorrow.
Sonic Crush with Serpentine, and I have Yemi from Sonic Crush here with me in the studio at the Actors. Introduce yourself.
I'm the lead vocalist, also play a bit of bass when our bassist isn't around. I'm one of four members of Sonic Crush, but I'm the only one here today.
Who are the other members? Because since I've seen you the first time, well, for one, you've changed your name quite recently, and then also there's been like different people playing in the band every time I've seen you.
Yeah, so, we've had a bit of a rebrand. Quickly. For sure we are. We had a rebrand for let's start from scratch and make this thing cool, you know. And we've been picking up members as we go. It was originally just me, vocalist, and Lucy, our lead guitarist and producer. We picked up a lovely drummer along the way called Jay. Mm. They're brilliant. They bring such a good vibe to the band. And our newest addition is Zoe, our bassist, who's insane. She's played with me in loads of projects in the past, but we've brought her into the present and she's so sick.
I haven't seen this current incarnation yet, but we'll soon, because you guys are going to be playing a show for us at the end of this month on Sunday, April the 28th. And that's going to be supporting Patriarchy and Fat Concubine as well. And yeah, tickets are up for that, so you can get them now. And you're going to hear more of the other bands playing this show and some influences from these guys, some bands that if you like those guys, then you'll definitely like this music I'm about to play. But yeah, so you've been about a bit recently as well. You've been not even in the UK, you've been to America. Did you even manage to do anything there with your band, or are you just kind of like doing some work? It was a pretty exciting time, I suppose, to be in South By with all the stuff that was going on around it.
Yeah, for sure. It was quite a madness this year, to be honest. I was there with the label that I work for, the jazz label that I do events bits with. And we were really hoping to get a show. But honestly, like you say, the climate out there was just insane. Mm. In terms of like a lot of bands were dropping out, a lot of showcases were not happening. So it was really hard to secure spots. We thought, you know, there should be plenty of spaces. People are, you know, for many political reasons, dropping out, but showcases weren't happening. There was loads of tension. The music I did see was sick.
Yeah.
I got to see Hot Wax. That was really insane. Oh, very awesome. Much enjoyed that.
Yeah. I'm great.
Yeah.
Shows that you've been in the UK, you just did a bunch of shows, right? You said you played Cardiff last Saturday?
Yeah, the Saturday just gone, 6th of April, we played the third day of a punk all-dayer. De Williant, Chapter 3. don't hold me up on that pronunciation, but that means culture in Welsh. It was like a three-day punk all-dayer festival by Detonation Records and 333 Presents. They're two like local labels. Really, really cool people who run them. And it was sick, to be honest. I don't know how they managed to pull that many punk bands together for that many days of music, but it was really, really insane. Previously to that, we played a couple of shows in London this year, The Waiting Room, The Beehive, which has been really good stuff, but we're really looking forward to this show on the 28th. We've not played Green Door Store yet, so we're super excited for that.
Yeah, I bet you've been to quite a few shows there as well since you lived here.
Many, many, and every time we're there, we're like, damn, we got to play.
Yeah. How long have you been guys been in Brighton?
We've been in Brighton for like 2 years now. Sonic Crush has existed in Brighton for a year.
Yeah.
We existed under a different name before, but new music, new look, new everything.
It was, yeah. You've definitely changed a bit. Like, I saw you supporting Babies Berserk before. That was the first time I saw you guys. And I'm not even sure how I heard about you, but yeah, I'd seen some bits. And then, those guys as well, I'd only really discovered like the week before. It was a really cool time to see that as well. I'd just seen Peaches like the week before as well.
Perfect
and I was like,
timing.
Oh, there's lots of this, like, suddenly all this stuff's going on. It's great. Where have your influences come from that have changed how you're making the music?
We've sort of leaned into the punky electronic side of it a bit more. We used to be very like house focused when we first started out. The punk and rock elements were always there, but it wasn't as punky as it is now. We've introduced a bit more like dark wave elements. Our live sets are way more high energy now as well.
Yeah.
And we wanted to just allow ourselves to do that. Having a live drummer, having like a full band just gives you full freedom to go a bit mental, basically.
Have you still got the backing tracks as well?
So our lead guitarist, Lucy, is actually our producer. She produces everything. She's insane at it, yeah.
And then you just play some bass. That's the line,
exactly. Yeah, over the tracks, I'll just do bass, sometimes guitar.
So it's just, you're not bringing another guitarist back in though for live shows?
I mean, honestly, if anybody out there is looking to play rhythm guitar for Sonic Crush, the position is open. But for the meantime, I mean, we've like doubled the numbers in our band over the past month, so we're pretty happy with it. But, you know, more is always better, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm going to play a track from the band that you mentioned to me that's been a pretty big influence on the change in your sound. And that is Icky Blossoms. Tell me about a bit about them. How have you found this band?
To be honest, I cannot tell you when I found them. It may have been Lucy, our producer, that introduced them to me. They just have such a cool, laid back, kind of like dark wave, grungy sound. It's very cool. And I think as you listen to it, you'll be able to see how it's influenced our new music, to be honest.
Yeah. And this isn't a new record either. This is like 2012. They were releasing stuff in 2012, 2015.
Yeah, they've
stuff.
Been around.
Yeah, and I don't know if I've heard of them, but this is Icky Blossoms. And yeah, these guys are from Nebraska. I'm not even sure if they're still going. Yeah, they haven't released anything since 2015. You're tuned to Paradise Noir, and this is Icky Blossoms with Sex to the Devil.
Nothing else. bad jokes, busted houses, knotted ropes. Yes, maybe, no, definitely never know. Dirty city, ugly, pretty, penny nickel, diamond dollar, shiny altar. Everybody looking for some sex. Catty queens and neon kings, drugs, sex, rock and roll. The devil came, the devil came, the devil came and saved my soul. Dreams and corner tricks, something always tempting you and tickling your tongue. False truth, bad and new, boy and cool, whatever do. Anything to turn you on, to get you on the run. You try it all, you don the mask, gold and black, you dress the dress. You do it all, you do it like it was 1995. You're in your head, you're on your bed, you're so alive and seeing lights. The rock and roll radio is banging so loud for you, for you, for you, for you. Church to God, God to the universe to art, art to drugs, drugs to sex, sex to the devil, to the devil, to the devil, to the devil, to the devil. Sex to the devil, sex to the devil, sex to the devil, to the devil, to the devil, sex to the devil, sex to the devil, sex to the devil, to the devil, to the devil, sex, 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 sex. We'll be right back.
Patriarchy, Good Boy. That was off their 2022 album, The Unself. I was just discussing there, they've actually mostly put out remixes, Patriarchy. They've had, since their first couple of singles they put out in 2019, yeah, a couple of singles, EPs, and then Reverse Circumcision. The first album was a purely a remix album of all the singles they previously released. And then, yeah, a few more singles, another remix EP, another remix album, Forcefully Rearranged, came out last August. And yeah, that's another remix album with remixes by the likes of The Soft Moon, House of Heaven, Reese Fulber, Chris Baja, Pixel Grip, Mutant, Choke Chain, Adonis Adonis, Contravoid, Spike Hellis, who we hosted a few months back. Yeah, loads of stuff on there from some amazing artists. And yeah, you can see it live, obviously not the remixes, but you can see Patriarchy on Sunday 20th of April. In tow we have Fat Concubine from London, who are supporting a bunch of the shows on their tour. Sonic Crush supporting this show. So just saying to Yemi then, we're actually having the same problem here with The Great Escape, which is pretty crazy, with sponsorship leading to people dropping out. Have you actually got any shows at The Great Escape this year?
No, we don't. We don't.
You don't? Well, because of this, I imagine things are going to get shifted and swapped around a bit, and I feel like there's going to be some shows coming. I noticed Dalton's today, like just before we recorded this show, they've pulled out of the official.
Oh, really?
And yeah, we are doing a show, but again, it is kind of up in the air, but it's happening. But yeah, we're still figuring some things out, and we've got some really cool things to announce for that. This double A-side single from Sonic Crush. So you already heard one of the tracks, Serpentine, and the other track on the other side is Beyond the Veil. Tell me about this. How did these tracks come about?
I mean, honestly, it was Lucy who created the tracks behind them. We wanted to do something a little bit more laid back, a little bit cooler. Basically, in shows, I need a chance to catch my breath, so that's these songs. They have a bit more of a relaxed vibe. When we perform them live, they're pretty energetic, but we wanted something that had that kind of like electronic vibe. You can hear a bit of the Icky Blossoms. Gorillaz, these songs have been compared to as well, and I think that rings true. They have a really nice, cool, kind of like laid-back electronic feel. Yeah.
But yeah, you said you recorded it all just yourselves in your bedroom. That's how you've done everything so far. Is that how you've done everything you've ever done musically?
Yeah, it is actually. Everything we've ever done has just been from what we like to call our home studio, but it's just a super simple setup. Our neighbours hate us, but we really, really like having the freedom to just create in our own space. So those tracks, the electronic parts, are produced by Lucy. I played bass and guitar over those tracks, and then the lyrics came later, and we just, yeah, recorded it all at home. Lucy is a really, really incredible sound engineer and producer all round, so she makes it sound like we were somewhere special when we did it.
Yeah, nice. And have you got other side projects as well between you?
We actually don't currently. I'm not going to talk too much about it, but Lucy's about to start a DJ venture that will kind of springboard off of what we do. So, yeah.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, looking forward to seeing more about that then. And yeah, hopefully you find yourself a slot at The Great Escape. I feel like, yeah, it's a good time to play for local bands. There's lots of free events, sideshows going on, and you literally never know who you're going to stumble upon. There's always like big bands playing tiny little shows, put stuff on in like laundrettes and all sorts of things over on that festival. Yeah, I'm going to play the second track off the new single now. This is Sonic Crush with Beyond the Veil, and you can catch them live on Sunday the 28th at the Green Door Store. I've actually
sealed, signed a letter from beyond the grave, addressed to a guy but I don't know its name. Signs of a man who became insane. At last rites, read a story while I lose my faith. Oh no, deliver me from Sodom. Pretty girls here and I'm going in.
super canon. Elle m'amène jusqu'à sa maison. Et là j'enlève mon pantalon. Policière aux cheveux bouclés, dans son uniforme super moulé. En mes tétons tout pointé, je prends mon pied, je prends mon pied. Elle m'attache avec ses menottes. La policière se déculotte. La policière a du chagrin. Et moi j'enlève mes escarpins.
Sex appeal, la policière me fait mouiller devant, derrière. Sex appeal.
8, whichever you prefer, in Roman numerals. They played live in London, I think, real recently. I wish I'd seen that. That was a track called I Didn't Ask. Before that, you heard Mellow Code with Filed to Nubs, a remix by Male Tears. And before that, you heard Sexy Sushi. That's a track I discovered today. That track was called Sex Appeal. I'm really digging that. They've got some really cool tunes. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed the selection that we've come up with today. On somewhat of a whim, I've kind of been selecting songs for this show throughout the week coming up to it. Some new stuff, some things I've just discovered along the way, music that I haven't heard and hopefully you haven't heard either, within the realm of dark electronic kind of post-punk. So yeah, we have Yemi here in the studio still at the Actors. This is Paradise Noir. I'm Oleva, and we're going to sign off in a minute with another track from Patriarchy, as they have so many tracks to choose from. And loads of them are remixes, and I've played in the last couple of shows tracks of theirs, and nothing of the remixes, but like I mentioned before, the bunch of tunes I played there, they've got some remixes by some really cool people, and they've also remixed some other people's. And yeah, maybe you guys will end up going into remix territory with Sonic Crush. But yeah, you've got some things you're working on other than that at the moment, which are actually going to come to fruition hopefully at some point this year.
Yes, the next big thing we have going on is our debut album, which is set to drop in September. It's called Audio Fetish, namesake of the song that we currently have out. It's going to be 10 plus tracks. I can't tell you exactly how many, but it's going to be a hefty amount to sink your teeth into.
10 plus?
So, yeah.
So we've got a lot of your tracks. They're kind of short anyway, right? They're not super long tracks.
Yeah.
Is that the same throughout these current tunes that you're playing with?
Yeah, they're still going to be pretty short and punchy, as per our usual stuff. It's a bit of a marriage of pure punk and electronica. So look forward to that in September.
We will be. And yeah, you can check out Sonic Crush on all the usual social places. Where's your preferred place to find you guys, or where are you most active?
Most active with our music on Spotify, so find us there. Our stuff is also on Bandcamp if you're feeling lovely and want to buy some tunes from us.
We're going to close up the show now with a track from Patriarchy. Thanks for tuning in. I have been Oleather. You can catch us doing some more DJ nights real soon as well. But this is the next thing we've got coming up with Patriarchy and Fat Concubine and Sonic Crush at the Green Door Store. It's a regular gig time show, so we'll be all done by probably like 10:30. And so yeah, doors at 7. And yeah, the next thing you can catch us after that is Great Escape. And then we've just announced a slightly different event at Volks. I'll be DJing with the Paradise Noir crew, Ebby and Faye Fatal, down in the basement from about 2:30 till 4:30. Yeah, something a bit different from us. Still the usual kinky, goth, sexy EBM electro music, but we're going to be going a little bit harder, a little bit heavier. I'll probably switch up a bit more. So if you're into that kind of thing, then yeah, come and check it out. It is hosted by The Mine, who are known for their deep, dark dubstep nights down at Volks and various other venues for the last 10 plus years. So yeah, it's going to be really cool to be working alongside those guys who have really cemented themselves in the underground electronic scene in Brighton. We're kind of, I suppose, somewhere between the two of live and electronic, but yeah, it's a nice path to be riding at the moment. Much like bands such as Patriarchy and Sonic Crush, who are, yeah, to kind of turn the line between the two and mixing up lots of different influences from electronic and classic punk and rock and indie and everything. This is Suffer, remixed by Contravoid, originally by Patriarchy.